Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Oscar Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is happy, isn't it?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Lots to talk about. Super controversial. Not really. I don't care.
It's just an award show, but it is funny.
It is funny. You have to give him that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into it a little bit. We'll talk all about it. Lots to talk about, including... good review, I think, overall, except for the end.
Did what I did, you did great. You went to bed at 11 o'clock thinking, oh, I'm not going to miss anything.
Right?
And then, right. You wake up.
Well, you
up
didn't see any movies.
No, true enough.
You don't go to the movies, so you're not
I saw Zootopia. That took a nod.
Rob.
Thank you.
Okay. That's so sad. Has this been going on for years, or have I missed that?
No, he goes to see Gone with the Wind. He doesn't go to see current movies.
Yeah. And when you watch the movies, Rob, it's like you almost buy, I think.
Why, to have trouble talking?
I'm not the one that doesn't do his job.
No.
So
I would say talking is probably a bigger part of your job than seeing a movie, but let's go ahead.
I would say generating cash flow for you is probably the most important job that I do here.
So, I agree. Okay. I agree. But if you're going to put it against seeing
Happy
a movie.
Monday. Happy Monday,
yes.
Everybody.
That being
I'm just
said,
sipping on my tea. Sipping on my tea.
Even one of those movies, and I saw three of them, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't see all five.
I saw the Star Wars film.
Yeah, but that wasn't a Best Picture nomination. You got to see at least one of them, right?
The sound editing
was
fantastic.
Let me go through my list here. Manchester by the Sea. Saw it. La La Land. Saw it. Fences. Saw it. Jackie. Saw it. Moonlight.
I got four.
Of course, I told
four of those.
I told Carla before the night started. I said, "That's the one that'll win because I didn't see it. That's the one that'll win."
Yes,
but I saw a lot.
But it is fun, and it changes the complete dynamic for the awards if you watch them.
Because I understand.
Like, oh, I could see that one going. This is why. It's automatic buy-in, and the pain points of actually going to the theater and having to sit through them are gone, because by the time you get to the awards, most of them are on demand.
True enough, I suppose.
It's super easy.
That's true. That's true.
Super easy.
So next year we're going to put you to
put the screws to you.
Okay, very good.
Because you need to watch more. You've never engaged in movies.
No.
You would totally like these, man. Like, they're not horrible.
I think he'd love La La Land. I could be totally wrong, but I think he'd love it.
They're not horrible. You know, they're fun, actually.
We'll get to our Oscar chat, but we'll kind of relate it. We've got our man here. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of TMOS since the show began on terrestrial radio, Dude Walker, who is a dear friend of the show. His newest project is announcing for the High Court.
And the winner for... Best podcast announcer is Pat Garrett.
Hi, dude. This connection. Wow.
Something's very wrong here.
Dude, are you using your technology as we're using our technology? Now let's hear you. Are you there?
Are we terribly teched up here?
There you go. Better. That's fine. That's adequate.
Through my phone patch system here.
Okay, well, now you sound okay. You sound pretty clear. It's great to have you. Dude Walker, the voice of TMOS.
Woo! Yeah.
Plug this new project.
A legend.
Hey, dude.
From Sennheiser Technology here. How are you?
You know.
Hi, guys. Happy Monday to you. And Oscar, congrats on the show last night.
Thank you.
No one said that to you before.
Yeah. Not one of my worst flubs, but a flub nonetheless.
Wow. So let me ask you, Dude Walker, I have to ask you a question right out of the... Rob tells me you know the announcer who... the lady that was the announcer for the Oscars last night.
Yeah, we have the same agent. We've met a couple of times at some functions and stuff. And she's a wonderful woman. But I can just imagine if she had screwed that up, all of us would have fallen on our swords for it. Because it just... What a colossal, you know?
Have you ever done an award show? Have you ever done that type of thing? I mean, you've done everything.
Not that kind of thing. You know, things for corporate events and that kind of thing, but nothing like that.
Dude Walker is with us. He, you know, Dude has been doing so many voiceovers. But what really excites Dude, Dude can do voiceovers for many different commercial enterprises. He can be on television and you can hear his voice all the time. But what really gets Dude excited is when Dude has like a 4-second role in a television show. That's when it, like when you were, what got you going was when you were on House of Cards and you had a speaking part on House of Cards. That you, I thought you were more into that than anything else, right?
Well, it's true. It, you know, it's funny. Everybody in my neighborhood knows me because I was on The Wire for like 3 seconds, and I was on, you know. And they do. They go back, and they, of course, they, it's all on demand now or on DVD, so they all, they go back. I was watching episode 3, and there you were, my neighbor.
But this and, thing, so the High Court, is your latest with
well,
Doug Betzel. What's
amazing,
that about?
I mean, this is just incredible if you think about it. In the amazing stroke of on-demand programming, Judge Wapner has not been cold yet.
Right.
And somehow we've got a tribute show on Comedy Central tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
amazing.
A quick turnaround. You're absolutely right, Dude. I can't believe that that happened yesterday, and then boom. Unless they already had it. Does the programming have something like that ready?
Probably.
No. No, they don't.
For
it was
Judge
supposed
Wapner?
To be a joke, Oscar.
Oh, okay. I was excited. Trust me.
But you are still a person of interest, Dude. We don't want you leaving the state.
I certainly hope that they do some sort of a tribute, at least a scroll or something from Comedy Central tonight. You know, hats off to Judge Wapner, who probably was the reason they did this whole thing, because it was so serious and so shtick back in the 70s. That people may not remember. There was a people's court in California, and it was an actual court and a real judge, and you could come in and argue your case. And the cases were bizarre things, like he set my couch on fire. No, I didn't. And so all that stuff is now, you know, going, moving on to this. It turns out, I don't know how they got this through, but somehow they are able to use getting high. I mean, this guy, Doug Benson, is a comedian out there. You can actually get high, and you know, because it's legal. So they call it the High Court.
Yeah, he's not shy about his usage of herb, this
he
guy
never
Doug
has
Benson.
Been.
Well, hold on. I can I get a proper explanation of what the F this show is about? Okay, so what, the guy gets high and then
well,
hears,
yeah, imagine,
like, cases?
Imagine it's pretty much the same as the People's Court was. Same deal with the people coming in, and I'm the announcer. Remember Doug Llewellyn, who used to stand there and go,
"Do you get do you get TV time?"
Well, on you know, on voiceover stuff, yeah. But you'll hear me doing the, you know, the and it's always the big hammer coming down and all that shtick. And,
this is the plaintiff, and so the High Court with Doug, is it because all of these cases revolve around marijuana?
No. It's just that he does. The people. No. The people come in and they're perfectly well. It is California. They're perfectly straight coming in with their case. I mean, they really legitimately think that they have a case, and usually they're like $500 cases. You know, it's nothing special. They're very small claims. But then they go back and forth, and it's little arguments, and it's all that kind. Then he goes in the back in his chambers with his bailiff. They get high, they make a decision, and come back out. You know,
The show is premiering on Comedy Central tonight. I think you've got the right audience. 11:59 on a Monday night is the is when it premieres.
Safe
yes,
Harbor,
Rob.
Mike.
Yeah, can I take 30 seconds and play you the trailer for the show because I found it very entertaining.
Yeah, let's listen to the trailer.
Some of Dude's
this
work.
Is our own
okay,
Doug
good, good
and Dude Walker. Let's listen.
When I'm presiding over real cases in the High Court, my judgment is impaired. I'm a little fuzzy on what the word affidavit means. I'm judgy, but pretty chill. You should smoke a strain of weed that doesn't make you so smashy. I like odor in my court.
Maybe I would have won my case if I would have bought them some weed.
The High Court with Judge Doug Benson. Real cases, really high judge. Premieres February 27th.
I like Judge Judy with Doobie.
I love Dude.
Okay. Dude, this is you've done a lot of crap, man. This has gotta be this is the most, no wonder you wanted to come on the show and talk about it. That's fantastic.
It's just one bad high pun after another. How many can we fit in a show? it goes on. Did you know they didn't even realize until they got about 6 episodes in, you know, our initials are THC.
That is awesome.
I just picture you. Yeah.
And the promos are the most complicated promo. For instance, it's the High Court premiering Monday, February 27 at midnight after an all new episode of At Midnight with Chris Hardwick. So in other words, the show is on midnight after a show called At Midnight. How high do you have to be to find this stupid show?
We'll find it.
We will.
I'll find it for sure.
I know.
If you want to find out, it's got a website. Let me see. Search the High Court.
Comedy Central is www.cc.com. Very easy.
Right. CC.
Oh, wow. That is just so funny that you're involved in this, because, you know, you come across as kind of a straight guy.
I'm basically the only straight thing in the entire show.
That's fun.
Which is that a fun is juxtaposition, really fun. Right? Because you are watching this, all these potheads, and then there's Dude. You know what I mean? You hear that voice and, like, really affirm some sort of authority to the program.
I think that's why they cast me doing this. That's because awesome. They knew that I remembered what it was like from the old shows, what they sounded like.
So great. As far as your career, though, you know, you are the voice of the Mike O'Mara Show, the Billy Big voice of the Mike O'Mara Show. I remember back in the day, Dude and Doug on Q107. Was the hot rockin' morning show of its day with Doug Limerick, and Doug went to ABC, and you can always hear Doug Limerick go, for ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. But they had both these guys that were, I remember seeing both you guys, and you were both, to me, what DJs were. I mean, the Billy Big Voice baritones that were just kind of cool guys and laid back and very, very nice guys. And we've always valued our association with you. And this is hysterical. They brought this to me this morning. That's the first time I looked at it. I had absolutely no idea you were going to do this. And you never know. It could be a hit. It could be on for two episodes.
Yeah, you gave me, Mike,
a full 20 episodes. So,
really?
Whether you like it or not.
Oh, full slate, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Let me play this sound effect for Dude. There we go.
When I brought the concept to Mike, Dude, he gave me a very classic Tony Soprano. What?
Happy for you, Dude.
Yeah, it's awesome, Dude.
You rock.
Thank you.
It's
tonight at midnight, and then it's on, you know, various times after that. I think Thursdays there's a double show and all that. But apparently it's at 4:20 at certain certain channels have it on at 4. See, there you go, another fun.
And then of course it's back to your regular stuff, like narrating the plight of the sea urchin and things like that, right?
You're not far off. That's pretty much what I've been doing.
All right, good stuff, Dude. Congratulations on another fun gig. We will watch that. It sounds hysterical, and you're a perfect guy for the job. And thanks for everything you do, my friend.
Wise, thank you very much.
There he goes.
Thank you, Dude.
Dude Walker.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Congrats.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God, the High Court.
20 episodes.
Yeah. I know. That's strong. I forgot to ask if Seth Rogen's fingerprints are anywhere near this.
Oh, I can look that up.
As the resident stoner.
I think Benson's
Hollywood
fingerprints are enough to make this show happen.
Who is Doug Benson? I'm not a big fan.
So I got into Doug Benson through Doug Loves Movies, which was a podcast of note years ago and still going strong these days.
It's one that I would listen to based on the guest.
Yeah.
But he's a very solid anchor for it.
And he's a comedian, yep. You know, and then this podcast ensued. That's how really I was exposed to Doug. But overall, he's been a working, like, on television comedian, and in the long run, to parlay, I guess, his love of weed and now a court.
I do that to jog my memory. And I have never, and I am not exaggerating here, I have never seen a set of images on online that are more consistently high than this guy. This guy looks high always.
Yeah, he doesn't hide it.
No.
He's been high for some time now.
Yes.
But also, you know, as far as the greenlit shows are concerned and what gets on, we want
greenlit.
We always want the best for Dude, but this is just a concept that just seems like, can't believe it got greenlit, pardon the pun once again, but also I just love hearing Doug set it up. I mean, a Dude set it up. It's fun.
Yeah.
Right?
I have a question, because when we have Doug come on the show, and I realize that down here.
Or Dude.
I always say
just
Doug.
Made the same mistake.
Dude coming down here is really, when we go digital with this studio down here, when you're down here, please just give me the capability to record things and send them away quickly.
You know? Yes.
Yes.
Because I'm really stupid when it comes to that. You know, I mean, I sit here, that, you know what I have left over from when Oscar sent it down here is this tiny little microphone.
Yes.
That I would record spots into my iPhone with. I have a board with audio processing, and I cannot continue to send my material up to you guys when I should produce it down here. So that's now I'm only saying
like this
that
has nothing to do with, dude, what is it? Oh, you want to produce stuff from your home studio.
Well, the fact is that, you know, I've been known to do a few voiceovers too. I've worked with, I've worked with Dude Walker in the past, and I realize that I'm just so tech unsavvy that down here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike,
I'd like to do it. You
what
know?
We can do is this, is Oscar can work with you on that in Florida. Meanwhile, I'll head up to Maryland and visit Dude and say, more tea?
Thank you. Thank you very much. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah, Mike, we'll build you a voiceover slash production studio.
Well, I mean, I actually, you might be with very surprised to know that I did a tremendous amount of work this weekend in this studio.
You did?
Oh, cool.
Yes. Woo! Yes, I rearranged things, and things are now hunky-dory, and everything's where it needs to be, and the cables are where they need to
be. Do you still
be,
want
and,
us to come down?
No.
No,
no of course
I was talking to
down.
The guys. I was like, "Hey, we got to plan this trip out."
No, I think
I
that
bought
this
a
studio,
cheese platter.
This studio. Hey, who's the one that doesn't want to come down the most?
Pony.
Who's the one? Who's the one that
Pony.
Doesn't want to come
probably
down?
Probably Pony. Yeah. He doesn't like flying.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like to fly?
I'm allergic to Florida.
He's allergic to Florida.
It's not against you. Remember, right. He just doesn't like doing anything that's out of his routine.
Unless it's Mike.
Unless, right. Oh, and he's afraid of Mike.
Do you think maybe the whole trip down to Mike's studio
years,
is
still afraid
setup?
Of me?
You're still his god, Mike.
God, I wish I wasn't scary sometimes. You know, that's an honest reaction. Sometimes I wish, you know, I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and I go, don't get pissed off today.
No, it's part of the master plan. We all fly down there and then I say, you know what, I need to go down to a Radio Shack and get some capacitors. And Oscar says, you know what, I need to go over to Best Buy and get a wire. And then it's just Mike and Pony in a room. And we return, and it's only Mike.
Pony's swimming with a crocodile.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason I say that is when we have Dude Walker on the show, I always remember Dude has given me some leads as far as voiceover work that I used. I don't do it. I've never done it regularly in my career, but I do it sporadically. And, you know, I'm always looking to do that. And In fact, I had a radio buddy over the house over the weekend over for dinner. And, you know, he was saying, so can you record out of here? And I'm like, well, I record the podcast. And then he said, no, but I mean, can you like put something on an MP3? And I'm like, duh.
You can.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah, I know I can. I just don't.
I don't know how. It's a question of where the wire comes out. Thank you.
No, I mean, whatever. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Please start the show.
Shall we begin?
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I grew up Catholic. I don't go to church anymore, but I went on Christmas Eve with my parents, because you know how you lie to your parents? So we go into the church, and I was like, I got this under control. And then I got schooled because they introduced a bunch of new s***. No, I was going through Mass, and I was batting like 400. And then in the middle of Mass, the priest said, peace be with you. And everyone said, and with your spirit. And I was like the one pre-Y2K going, and also with you. What? Huh? What? Huh? What? When? What? For those of you that aren't Catholic, I don't mean to exclude you, even though we love to exclude you, but there's a part in church where the priest says, peace be with you, and for many, many years, we all said, very good. But they changed it
I didn't know
to
that.
End with your spirit, because that's what needed revamping in the Catholic Church. And that was the squeaky wheel that needed the grease.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here.
How are we doing over there? How's everything
great.
Going?
Great.
Perfect.
Everything all right with the equipment in there?
Mike, just fixing mice. You know how they are.
I understand. It's Monday. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey,
come to Florida and see me.
Face your own murder.
The Mike O'Meara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Meara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners, get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us. No, you can't. Why do I say it?
They can.
Well, they can, but no, I mean, if someone was to call on Monday, you'd turn your light on and we'd say we had a phone.
Do you know
who's
calling right now?
Who's calling right now?
And who's been calling since he called us?
Who?
Dude Walker.
He's calling back?
I know, whatever machine he's using to call, because
let me get the spot, yes, and then we'll talk about what happened. Our new machine, so well oiled. The show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Nothing better than handing someone your card. It's a classy move, and it makes dynamite first impressions for everybody. This Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards, just $9.99, when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. No matter what you need, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. We love getting business cards. Are people still sending you business cards?
Haven't gotten one in a while. Would love to get some more.
Are you soliciting business? Solicit for them.
Please send
get
us your...
Get on your page and tell people, please send me business cards. Because
please
they send
do.
Them to Rob. That's the way it goes.
Please do it.
It's never been so easy to look so professional. Totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. And if you make a wonderful business card with Vistaprint, send it along to Rob, and we'll read it on the show. It's that easy. Use a Vistaprint template or your logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. The best customer service. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Okay, before we move on with our Oscar talk and everything else, please to explain to me why Dude Walker sounded like he was in a Russian f***ing toilet.
Or
somebody
sub.
Tell me, yeah. Because we now get here really, Rob and Pony get here now really early to make sure everything is working, and that's not working. So I just want to make sure I understand
what. I think what happened is Dude had us on his phone hybrid,
mm-hmm.
like through
Let
his
Let me just
board.
Ask this. Was Dude called on the system that we're going to have him on the show prior to the show?
Yes.
Okay, so you called him on the computer that we use.
He probably
to
didn't
put our
answer on that system, though.
Right, I think he probably answered on his hardline.
Yeah, so I think a new protocol.
Too much technology,
just
right?
For yeah, I mean, technology's ruining the world, Mike. You know that.
Yes, I totally agree.
I'll say this. Next time, I think just for a good measure, we should say, are you using your hybrid or
Done.
Are you using your phone?
Done, absolutely.
So that's kind of why he sounded like Bane.
Well, also, Mike, if you don't, I mean, and we know this from our own, you know, I guess melee of equipment here, where if you don't have that set up when you're talking to the actual source to the
right.
source, anything's
right.
possible,
True
right?
enough.
Anything's
but
possible.
But see, if we're talking to Dude in his studio, I would think we'd be able to get a line that sounded like me.
Yeah,
talking
you
to Dude,
you would right? if he's on ice, but if we're calling him on a phone hybrid, you're talking about three hybrids talking to each other, and it could be just
cool.
as easy as resetting something on his end
right on.
Or our
not
end,
cool.
right? So
right.
it's one of those deals, but I think in the long run, we'll get it right, and he sounded much better up here than he probably did to you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so he's good.
That's good. It's just you know, the great challenge of technology. And I was thinking about a couple of years ago when we went to the Consumer Electronics Show, and there was a tech guy, I
yes.
think he did a podcast, that actually came by and looked at our system, Oscar, and kind of went chuckle, chuckle. And then we went digital, and I had a radio guy come by and pop into my studio mm-hmm. over the weekend, and he looked at this, and you know, he's an old radio guy, so it was like, hey, but he looked at my, these are machines that I have called instant replays. These are
yeah.
big, bulky sound machines, and I play, you know, I play all these
Obama
these sounds that I have in them, and he looked, he said, hey, man, I haven't seen those in a while.
Oh.
That's how you know. That's
Can
how
I
you
ask,
know.
You've, yes. you've twice yeah. mentioned him. Who's the radio guy?
Oh, it's a secret, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank
oh,
you,
no.
So it was, it, so this, I mean, it really
because they have
was,
touch screens now in big studios.
They do. They
yes.
do. And well, mm-hmm. I mean, like, for example, the, you know, the music I play, That's a touchscreen. That's a computer.
Okay.
Yes.
That's totally digital.
Yes.
And so this sound right here. And this sound. So see if you can compare the sounds.
Oh, the fidelity.
Which is better?
Well, the digital.
Digital.
The digital,
yeah.
The African sound? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Lion King? All right.
African.
Yeah. All right. So that tells me that, eventually we're gonna go there and it'll free up some space as well. You know what? I was going to get to the Oscars, but I will touch on this since we are on the subject
Please.
Of technology, and it's very much on my mind. So the whole thing, last week we did a lot of tweaking. We're constantly doing that technologically. We share it with you because we're amateur like DJ guys that do our own.
I put a soundproof panel in this weekend.
Ta-da. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's great. So you don't hear the sirens.
Yeah, and then we have two on back order, two more soundproof panels, and now we will be able to have light in the studio without actually affecting the cameras.
And you will seal the sound from the outside?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's a big deal. We're constantly tweaking
and
we share
it
with you.
Hours.
Because we do it on our own. Thanks for coming in.
Rofo was staring
at
me.
Thank you.
If you think these big velvet panels block out a lot of sunlight, you should see Rob Ford in the studio.
He's like, are you going to be here for a little while? And he just left me. And I said, all right, later.
Well, the tweaking is constant. I now have one, two, if you count it, I can't even tell you how many monitors and computers I have in here, but we added another one so that Pony could make adjustments to our signals as we communicate from afar. And
the dark web.
When I was in the studio over the weekend, I would hear, like every minute or so, I would hear, and I suddenly realized, is Pony spying on me? Is he able to?
Yes. Well, look, Mike.
Is he, because he controls my computer down here now, right?
I know the feeling because when I'm in here, I make sure to face all the webcams away from me.
Smart.
Because he has full remote access to this studio as well. And
going beep beep?
I'm not
going to
let that creep stare at me.
Exactly.
So with the beep beep you're hearing, I hear that same beep beep.
It's the same beep that I hear
studio.
When I connect with you on our little machine.
It's just your, without giving away too many trade secrets, Mike, or exposing your network. It's the same reason.
Well, hasn't it been exposed since we put the computer in? I can't connect with you guys.
Either. No. I think that's user error on our part, Mike. And I'm going to go almost 99%, and not your part, but on our part. Where we need to work on a process to get you connected. More importantly, the beep beep that you're hitting is just simply a ping from a network hitting your network. That's all it is.
Yeah, we get it up here too.
Yeah.
All right. But
he's
new.
He's not hacking in. It's been happening here for a year. It's just your setup. We have the same setup up here.
Mm-hmm.
That is not Pony hacking in, I promise you.
So that beep has been going for over a year?
Yes. When we're not connected, that's what happens.
Wow.
It's not a problem. It's almost like letting you know, hey, I'm up and running. Hey, I'm up and running.
Hey, you know
I'm
what? It should make you comfortable instead of uncomfortable.
Yes.
Why?
Because it means that everything's up and going.
It's a proof of life, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a knowing proof of life.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm happy with, anything we do technologically on the Mike O'Mara Show, it makes me, it's gratifying because we weren't engineers. And
no.
We do it,
still
we
not.
We do it on our own, and I think that's, I'm incredibly proud of that. It might be the thing I'm the most proud of is that we are able to get that done and accomplish things, even with me down here, even with my dumbass down here. I set stuff up, break it down, rewire, reconnect. It's a lot of fun. It's not as difficult as you might think, but it's also a process, and I like
There's lots of room for error. And it just here as well. It's not easy, right? Also, think about this. The idea, and you know what resonated with me yesterday, and I'm not a Samsung guy, and I hope that they currently put out new phones that don't explode. But they had a solid commercial yesterday during the Academy Awards, and I know we're gonna get to that in just a bit. But the commercial said it basically showed all these creatives doing what big business and big film says you can't do is making movies on phones, right?
Yeah,
you find a way.
Amazing.
You find a way.
Amazing.
You find a way to do it.
Yeah, it's my wife still manages to take video of our son upside down. So, I mean, you know what? It still ain't where it needs to be. Let's take a break. Speaking of the Academy Awards, we'll come back and we'll talk all about Oscar, because Oscar and my own personal life got connected last night. Rob was talking about... Rob sounded like he tuned out just about the same time I did.
Right.
And I said, enough. I'm not going to go the next hour and a half to wait. I'll record it and get her done. That's when the trouble started.
Oh.
Yeah, it was quite an evening in the O'Mara household last night. We'll take a break and tell you about our medical emergency. Ooh. At midnight when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all about you.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately.
Oh.
If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two P's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Distilled, everybody. Distilled, a great pair of jeans, probably the most important item in your closet. You need your jeans for your casual and your professional life. We love Distilled. Let me tell you why you have to get involved with Distilled. Because if you want to get the best pair of jeans, sometimes, you know, it's going to cost you a small fortune.
Sure.
You can skip them all, and all you have to do is get a great pair of jeans by going to Distilled. That's D-S-T-L-D. They use the best luxury-grade denim, but they eliminate the middleman, so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, but they start at just $75. Distilled jeans are amazing. Oscar lives in his, and he used to be the rube that spent $300 for his jeans, and that's got to be like getting a 2x4 in the gut when you spend that kind of money on a pair of pants.
Yeah, and I used to have to almost justify that price to say, I'm going to wear these for the next 5 years with Distilled, same quality, same feel and fit, but it's so much better because it's $75.
Yep. Right. Distilled jeans look great. They're guaranteed to fit because if they don't, they'll send you a new pair until the fit is perfect. You look like $1 million. Here's what I want you to do. Go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. Where to begin? On the Oscars. Let me, if I may.
I know this,
give you...
Mike. It was a wonderful night.
Wrong Oscars.
Oscars. Great song, though.
Sorry, Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal no longer hosts the Oscars.
Dead,
but a great song, though. Great song.
I have. There it is. I have thought that next to Ricky Gervais, I will tell you that hearing the fact that James Kimmel was going to be hosting the award show made me smile. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to it because I know that he is a bit fearless. He doesn't care about poking fun at the famous, and it is, let me just say, this is my review of the host. I've reamed out award shows here and there. James Corden, I thought he could not have sucked enough when he did the Grammys. James Kimmel, if they are smart, they will re-up him for next year.
I agree.
Because he was a 10. I thought he did a fantastic job under difficult circumstances with one of those snarky audiences. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was the best.
Yeah.
I thought he was fantastic. I thought he did a really, really strong job.
I thought he brought it a little bit like Carson used to. He was calm.
Yeah.
He was sort of above the fray.
Absolutely.
And came out and at one point even warned us when a joke was going to fail and then did the joke anyway.
And his rebounds on jokes that didn't land were just above average. And the thing is, he did the bits and the shtick.
The
stunting stuff that James Corden did, but he did it in such a smooth and quick, and I learned something watching that. I mean, what you do is you don't over set up.
Right.
And that's what James Corden did, these long, tedious setups. I would say the only thing that was tedious is when he brought the crowd in from the street, but it was a nice concept, and unfortunately, they had an a-hole that led yep. the parade. And they had this guy. Did you see the black guy with the cell phone?
Yep.
That was just a dildo. He was such... No, he was such an ass.
Yeah, he was.
And so... He was almost bordering on not being quite right
mm-hmm.
because he didn't even understand the gravity. I don't know what happened with that, but he was a disaster.
Well,
and Jimmy Kimmel even compensated for
that. He saved that because there's really, when you do a surprise bit like that, there's limited amount of preparation you can do.
Yeah.
And you have to hope for a good target as you know the people they brought in.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He still was somehow able to make some chicken salad out of it. He is so at ease on stage.
So this dovetails into my real life, but I'm watching the shows, and I had said to my wife, the one show that I haven't seen yet, the one movie I haven't seen is Moonlight. I said, watch, that's going to win. And so, it won Best Supporting Actor, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yep.
Here we go. The show I didn't get a chance to see, but then it all panned out in the end where I think it was a really beautifully balanced telecast. As far as the awards were concerned, there was a lot of really good stuff. And I think a lot of people got rewarded that should have gotten mm-hmm. rewarded. I think Viola Davis was a great pick. I think Casey Affleck was a great pick. And I thought Emma Stone deserved it, too. It was really, I thought it was a balanced telecast.
So I know you had a home emergency, and I want to get to that briefly.
Right.
But for the same reason that people hate award shows sometimes and the length of it,
it was long.
Shannon and I were... We were sitting there, and she said, let's watch Homeland. I said, no, we're 20 minutes from the end. We're going to stick this out. And
as far as the award show?
As far as the awards are concerned,
you,
right?
Were you the only one that watched it live?
No, she stayed up with me. Because she was. She said, I was like, I can go downstairs and watch, no big deal. And she's like, no, let's just watch this. We watched it. And to see that all go down live, I got to tell you, there's no greater feeling or also...
That it was the payoff that you got
yes.
for staying yeah. up and watching.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Here's what goes down. So I get to the, I want to say 11:15, 11:20 mark.
Okay.
Right? And I'm just exhausted. I mean, it's been a long day with the little guy. And it meanders. It gets into the best animated short science technology film. And you're sitting there going, oh, enough. Do I have to hear another self-serving speech? It just sucked. And so it's lights out. We say we're going to turn in. And when I turn in with Mrs. O'Mara, it's immediate. We turn the lights out. I put all my breathing apparatus on my head.
Apparatus.
Time to dig off.
And suddenly, the little guy, we hear the little guy scream.
Oh.
Like nightmare scream.
Oh, no.
And so I hear, and Carla, God love her, she's out of bed before I am, runs to his room and carries him back in. And then I hear her go, oh, great. And that's the oh, great that I don't like to hear because that means something has gone down. I said, what's the deal? There is a nightlight that we put in the dog's little area where they're in the laundry room. That's where they sleep with their doggy beds. And they like to have a little light on because they're the pampered pooches.
Right.
Please get out of my life, dogs.
Michael decided he wanted that nightlight. He normally sleeps in the dark. He doesn't sleep with a nightlight. He doesn't get freaked out by it. He asked for the nightlight. We put it in there. Well, he didn't like it. He didn't like having the light because he's used to sleeping in a dark room. In the middle of the night, for him, which was 11:20, 11:25, right after we decided to turn in, that's when, I mean, we had just fallen asleep, and that's when he reached over to try to turn off his nightlight, and he puts his fingers on the bulb, searing flesh hot bulb, and he has a legitimate blister burn. I mean, it's a real burn that he's got, and it's just the whole thing. Is crazy. We go into the look. All parents have done this dance. What do you have in the house? You know, you don't. The medicine cabinet we have is based on the last illness. It's not on the one that's going to come. Do we have the full first aid? No, we've got a hodgepodge of Band-Aids and different things. But we didn't have what was probably necessary for that cute little finger. So this is probably getting close to 11:45. Daddy's going to take a run out to the local fantastic convenience store right next door, which is, and let me just say, on a Sunday night at around midnight, you want to roll into a Walmart because
you meet the best people.
There is a different life form in Walmart that, you know, I'll be honest, it's a little scary when you get out of the car.
I used to go in the middle of the night as a younger man, Mike, because I hated lines.
Yeah.
And it was scary even then.
It's scary. It's scary. I will come back and tell you exactly what went down at the Walmart. And then we will dovetail that into, I want Oscar to tell me what it was like real time. Because due to the length of the telecast.
Yeah.
You know, hey, would you like to add 30 minutes onto your record? Sure, that'll cover it. No! We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys mm-hmm. who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. We'd love you to subscribe to our bonus shows. It's all your favorite TMOS things squeezed into a sensational sixth hour. We love doing the bonus shows. It's really a lot of fun. You never know what's going to happen. Rob puts together this unbelievably unorthodox list of stuff that we're supposed to talk about, and then we come in here and we end up talking about like half of one of his topics and then go off on a tangent for an hour and start saying F you to one another. It's that. That's the best way I can describe.
That's the game plan.
The TMOS bonus
slander
package.
Slander each other.
We slander each other terribly. If you really, look, if you're a disenfranchised, bitter, angry human being and you'd really like to feel better about yourself, subscribe to the TMOS bonus package, okay? It's real easy. All you have to do is go to MikeO'MearaShow.com, click on the bonus packages, and we're waiting for you to subscribe. And by the way, did I say that the show's future and its financial health depends on you subscribing to the bonus hour?
Cornerstone.
I need all the help I can get from you listeners, okay? I truly do. So if you wouldn't mind, please subscribe to the TMOS bonus packages, and I thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. So it's off to the Walmart, which is the world's largest convenience store that happens to blissfully be constructed right next to my neighborhood.
Yes.
And by the way, you know you live in a nice neighborhood when you got a Walmart right next door.
Well, some people look for, mass transit. Or convenience to, but you have convenience to great shopping.
I will say this, that two things. It was not the disaster that many thought it was going to be. It's not the windfall that many people thought it was going to be. It is not cumbersome. It is not something where I have to really look at it. It's put in such a way. It's on the main drag a few blocks up the street, but it's fine, and I do use it for convenience.
Sure.
And as soon as he gets this little bubble blister on his finger, I get on a line and I'm immediately checking to see what we do. You know, the most scary websites say it could be a second degree burn. Call a doctor.
Right.
It's a little. It looks like
an
same
ouchie.
Kind of. It looks like the kind of blister you'd get if you kept a shoe on too long. Okay. It's not. And it's his little skin and all that. But
a
you
flesh
know what?
Wound.
I'm not gonna call. We're not gonna call a doctor. At the same time, I want to know how to treat it. And
ice it right away?
Yeah, Carla is in the bedroom icing it.
Good.
And that's when. Yeah, good. That's when I went onto the website, and three of them said, "Whatever you do, don't ice it.
Don't ice it.
Yeah, don't you don't have to put burn it. Cream on it right away?
Run it under cold water. That is what you do.
Okay.
You run it under cold water, and then there was a pretty interesting.
And did you give
sight.
Him a shot of whiskey? Because yes. Apparently all of my medical knowledge comes from westerns.
Yeah, and I put a stick in his mouth.
Good. Yeah,
and
right on the said, stick,
this
son.
This is gonna hurt. And we're gonna. And we took the thumb. We took the entire thumb.
Well, it's a
that
good
as well.
Better be safe than sorry. Sorry.
So he, we don't have the stuff. We got little Band-Aids, but he's not having any of that. The issue is getting rid of his pain, and this is a tip I'll give everybody. They talk about two types of antibiotic cream. You might know it as like Neosporin.
Mm-hmm.
There are the ointment, which is kind of a clear type of thing, and then there is the cream, and what they say is don't use the ointment because that will not prevent infection and healing. The cream will work much better. And so also put Nu Skin, which is kind of a blister cover. And I go online and I see, does Walmart have it? And I'm looking and I see they do. Well, they do online. And it's off to the Walmart. The first thing you notice when you go to a Walmart at around midnight.
Plenty
on
of parking?
Sunday, it's an empty lot.
Yeah.
I parked right next to a police car. And I'm like, well, if there's something going on, at least I'll be in the right spot.
Hello, officer.
And here's the thing they do. This is where they are just the big, suck-ass, giant behemoth that they are. They're in every Walmart that you see, you have door A and door B, right? And sometimes door C if they've got a lawn and garden, right? Well, what they've done is I parked down to where I know the pharmacy section is, which is door B, which they have closed.
Locked it
for whatever they're because their lack of hiring people that you know they're not gonna so I trundle all the way over to door A, which is on the far end of the strip, and that's where I go, and then I have to walk back down to the what they're doing is they're you know they want to have it all but they don't want to service their customers,
right?
So they actually keep the store open, but it's walk all the way down, all the way back, all the way down again, all the way back. That's what's going to happen. And I get to the bandage section, and there is, I guess there are a lot of wounds in Southwest Florida.
Sure.
Because the Nu Skin blister cover stuff, it's gone. It's been poached. It's been shopped out.
To be fair, you do a Florida story 4 days of five.
Right.
Don't you think that burns are really sort of a driving force in your environment?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's just, you know what? It's such crap.
Yeah.
It is such a crap store. It really is.
I mean, the official motto of your whole state is hold my beer and watch this.
Thank you. And here. Yeah. Or I'm going to take my meth and then lean on the stove while it's still on.
Exactly.
I find like a Band-Aid and then I see one little thing, and this is where I was the hero. They're the little thumb condoms that you can get.
Finger cots.
What?
They're called finger cots.
Finger what?
I believe they're called finger cots. They're like little baby guys.
Zinging?
No, finger cots, I believe they're called. I'll double check.
Like a cot's asleep?
No. Yeah, I think it is COT.
They're a little condom, and you can just roll it out over the finger, and I took that home and put the Neosporin cream inside the little finger schmullingdon, and then when I put it on, and suddenly instant relief, and Mrs. O'Mara looks at me as though I am the hero.
Attaboy.
And I could not have been more thrilled that I was successful. He wasn't handling a Minions Band-Aid or a Paw Patrol Band-Aid. He loved and slept till 7 o'clock this morning with his finger condom. And it was
gross.
And then when I took it off, I was ready to go to school. His finger with the goo that I'd put on it looked like a one of those yellow raisins that it was
moisture.
I hope he's all right. But look, we didn't send him to the doctor. I think he's going to be fine. And that's what it is. So you find it?
Yeah, latex finger cots. You can get them on Amazon if you ever need to.
They're
144.
Tiny. I mean, they're really, and you roll them out, and it worked on his little finger.
That's so wrong in so many ways, but it works.
Sometimes they're used by people who deal with papers all day and want to protect their fingers.
They're used by bartenders, too. You see them with bartenders.
Okay.
Yeah, because bartenders get those bartender fingers when you're dealing with the booze and the
But it'll
the water
be okay.
And all that. Yeah. I'm sure Jimmy's used finger condoms.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah. So your DVR didn't catch the moment?
He's fine, and this is the way I roll. You wake me up in the middle of the night with a family emergency, I'll handle it, and I'll run out to the store, and I'll get the stuff. And Carla, God love her, puts him in her arms, and he's going to sleep in our bed last night. And they both go, boom, like that.
Sure.
Me, Daddy's got to go wind down, because my heart has been racing. And even though I was blissfully asleep, I'm up. And I go out, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'll pick right back up where I left off. And I turn it on in the other room, and anybody that has DVR is connected and all that. You realize that sometimes you will get the live telecast if you are watching it in one room, and of course, it isn't going right back to the DVR. And as I go back to the DVR, I rewind it to the part where I left off.
Right.
What I didn't realize is that it chopped off halfway through Emma Stone's acceptance speech.
And that's where the original cutoff was, right? That's when the time
I added 30 minutes to it.
Oh, so that was with the 30? Because I got the same.
With,
yeah.
That was with the how long did that ego off fest linger? I mean, really, guys, come on.
I think it was 50 over because
if it's 50 over, then say it's going to be a 4-hour telecast and not a 3-hour telecast.
Because
what
I'm reminded of when I watch the Academy Awards is what a great, great 2-hour show that could be.
It would be fantastic.
Well, let's do that. The length is always an issue every year. It's a problem.
Yeah,
but my point to you is, I don't think asking for 30 more minutes on top of your DVR is not an optional and really realistic.
I thought 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I
would say you give it 2 hours because you never know.
Right? I will not make that mistake yet. Yeah. And what I didn't tell you is that when I turned the TV on after the blissful son and wife went back to sleep and I'm all wired up, when I turned the TV on, I swear to God, that's the moment I see Warren Beatty go, "It's Moonlight." And I'm like, great, let me get the DVR working.
So you then, got the best and worst of both worlds.
I got the after disaster,
yes.
Like the friend. And then I rewound it to get to the DVR part, and the DVR, no, I had to go back into the, it was a cluster up, and I was pissed off because I ended up not seeing the most important part, and then I stayed up till like 2:00 in the morning because I wanted to see the after show, which, oh my God.
The worst.
I don't know who the one that did the show with Laura Logan, but not Laura Logan, whoever the Lara is. Lara, L-A-R-A, she's with ABC, she's the blonde.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
She did this with this guy, I don't know what his name, and he was an ass. But the long and short of it, you watched it live, Oscar, and as far as award shows go, and certainly the history of the Academy Awards, the greatest faux pas, the greatest disaster in the history of the award show, and you saw it live.
And for context, for the most part, I was aware of the operations at these award shows because we've talked about it in the past, and I'm sure you guys have at length with that throughout your careers, where you have an accounting house that takes pride in
Pricewaterhouse.
In actually making sure that the winners are tallied and they're kept secret until the time that the award is given or the Oscar is given.
Right.
And the process is that you get an envelope, the presenter receives an envelope, right?
Mm-hmm.
And walks on stage and announces the name. So if you missed it or you didn't see it live, at this point as a viewer, you just want this to be over with. Like you're like, okay, that was fun, that was neat. Let's see who wins Best Picture, time to go to bed or watch part of Homeland and pass out. And so as I was sitting there, I saw Warren, what I thought he was doing, like a bad bit of like, look at me, give me all the attention.
Delaying.
Yeah.
And he's looking, when you go back and look at the tape, he is looking confused.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's now looking legitimately.
Is sad at the moment.
But no, but the thing is though, see Rob, and I want to fight this because there's going to be ageism all over this.
Oh, I know. This is not his fault.
There was raw ageist crap on that stage, and I am telling you that if I'm Warren Beatty, I would do a full, even though it doesn't matter to him,
right?
I would do a full-fledged campaign saying, look, somebody screwed up. I don't think there's anybody from 20 to 80 that might not have handled that the exact same way.
Well, true enough, at the moment, didn't you think that it was maybe Warren locking up? All things.
Which, of course.
Yeah, and that's what was sad.
See, I didn't look at it that way because I don't have that perspective of seeing, and maybe because I don't have, just the stars that I grew up with are now starting to age.
Yes.
But I didn't look, I was like, oh, he's just doing shtick, right?
Well, it could have been shtick, and then I'm watching, I've really replayed this in my mind because it really, even though on the large scale of things, it doesn't matter, but it was a moment, and I said, I'm on national television. I'm about to present the most important award of the evening. They hand me an envelope that says Emma Stone for La La Land. I am probably going to do exactly what Warren Beatty did. I'm going to look at it. Not going to have, because I don't think in the heat of the moment, anybody should be expected to have the presence of mind to say,
just say this is wrong.
This is wrong.
And that's,
you're improvising.
Yeah.
And you've gotten an envelope. It might say Emma Stone, but it also says La La Land. And you're probably saying, well, I'm going to assume this. Now, Faye Dunaway, he hands it to Faye Dunaway, who immediately goes, and the winner is La La Land, because she just wants the moment to be over. It doesn't matter what Faye Dunaway or Warren Beatty did, and I don't think that they have been vigorously defended
enough.
Did
you see Warren?
They got boned.
I thought Warren did a phenomenal job of getting back on the mic.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Do you want to hear that moment?
Let me just say this, because first, the snarky guy who they're talking about, how gracious he was.
Right.
Yes, he was gracious, saying it'll be our honor to present this, give this to Moonlight. But at the same time, he was not gracious when he cattily snatched the envelope out of Warren's hand, which, because there was obviously
Warren
tension.
Have decked him.
Tension of the moment.
That would have
been. Here's the thing. Warren Beatty is Mr. Cool still.
Oh,
he was cool
awesome.
About it. He was cool. But he wasn't Phoebe. He was cool about it.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I don't think, and as we tape this show, I don't think at this moment a statement from Price Waterhouse, we're investigating, kiss my ass. You know right now
you had one
who
job.
Did it.
Right.
You know right now who the culprit was. You know where the screw up is. You know, get this thing out there quickly.
Please.
And save
one
the
job.
Reputation of the two actors. But let's what part are you going to play?
I
here?
Have everything
this?
Here, but I think the most important part is when Warren, this is what was so cool to me. This is so totally off script. Off cue card.
He's a leading man.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to get up to the mic and clear my name.
And you'll have
and
in the
everybody
audio,
else is
you'll
up
have
here.
The rest of the
I have
stuff,
everything.
Play
yeah.
this right now.
Okay,
let's
here's
happens,
Oscar, right. Oscars where Warren Beatty explained what went on.
Hello. I once.
Warren, what did you do?
That's funny.
Okay, stop it right there. Stop it right there.
I thought that
was
funny.
It was right to do, but still, that was Kimmel. And look, I know he's trying to react to the moment at
right.
the same time, but. That's judge, jury, executioner time, and it could have been really bad. I think Kimmel stabilized after
yes.
that. You know, but look, I think all things considered, everybody on that stage,
it's great for that award show,
handled themselves in as good a way as under the circumstances,
as professionals.
Yeah. So Kimmel thinks, you know, at this point, everybody's kind of pointing at Warren.
Yeah,
you know, come on.
What happened? I opened the envelope,
here we go.
And it said Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, you were funny. That
Thank
was
you very
funny.
Much. Thank
yeah.
you very much.
Okay, now stop it right there.
That's the end of the tape,
That's the one part where Kimmel is kind of like, he's not in the moment enough, okay? He's really
right.
not listening to what Warren Beatty just said. And look, it was corroborated after the fact. Price Waterhouse came out and fell on the sword. But the frenzy
yes.
of these bubble heads afterwards, nobody, this speaks to the whole thing where we are so much flash and nobody in that first half hour was really doing reporting because the people that are tasked with that from ABC are into their fluffy, how did it feel? How do you feel? What's this like? What's this? No one wants to report.
Right.
And that's when I, you know, maybe it's because I, this is what I may have been destined to do. I would have loved to be. I would be asking so many questions just to get to the bottom of it. And I still don't think the morning after they don't have enough.
No.
This was a real screw up. And they ought to really give the lowdown on how they effed this up.
What
I'd like
really,
to know.
Well, I was talking with Carrie this morning. And the thing that troubled me, I think, the most is that there are so few people that know the results going into the Oscars
right.
that there is a very limited way to fact check and foolproof the results. And when you look, when he held up the envelope, was it me or was it just a piece of paper taped to a card? I mean, it looked like it was
somebody
like,
ran out with a new envelope.
Yeah.
Somebody
and
ran.
That
that's what happened.
Yeah,
if you saw it live, this is something that you need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, go. Because I didn't
yes.
see the whole. And I,
okay.
God damn it. Because it ran 3 hours over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't see the live. Well,
I watched it this morning, but it looked haphazard.
No.
So am I getting that
this
wrong?
This is what happened, all right? So you see La La Land, and everybody's high-fiving. And mind
right.
you, a speech has been given.
Yeah, they won for 3 minutes.
Like, they're about to roll right. the credits, and it is done, right?
Right, right.
And I want to clarify that Warren Beatty could have sheepishly walked off stage and not said anything. That could have been
right.
an out, and he would have been in every right to do that.
Right.
Where did Faye Dunaway go? Where did she run
away? Back in the box.
But, A, So as that is happening, you see the same production guy you see on every award show, headset, big mic.
Right, that guy, yeah.
Shimmy.
Right.
Like, you see him panic. One guy. There's got to be memes of him everywhere. The right. one guy who is probably in charge walks on stage, and in the background of the acceptance speech, you see this guy looking for that envelope, looking and like almost shimming through a crowd yep. of stars,
okay.
looking for an envelope. He finds the envelope, looks at another envelope, and is like, oh my, you see it pop onto his face. Something
oh, wow.
is wrong.
Oh,
something
wow.
is definitely wrong.
So the video you were watching it live, what you were seeing corroborates completely the fact that
yes.
Warren Beatty was given
yes.
the wrong card. And I just don't, here's the thing. I don't think that the vindication of Warren Beatty happened quick enough or enthusiastically enough, and I thought the whole thing was bordering on total ageism.
Yeah, and you know what? As of social media,
hold on,
this
let me
morning.
Finish, Rob. Let me finish. The whole thing is the narrative is
the old fogies messed it
feeble
up.
Feeble Warren Beatty. Warren, what did you do? Snatch the card out of the Warren Beatty. Deserves
more respect.
A complete
no snatching
apology, and I don't think it's a big enough deal. I think still, so in the history of the, no one gives a rat's ass about the reality of the mm-hmm. situation and what happened. He got boned because there's some douche that didn't do their job at Price Waterhouse or on the stage crew. I just was frustrated. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say, frustrated. As of social media this morning, when a lot of this stuff, the dust had settled and the truth was out, it's still that feeling. That's
yeah,
the feeling, is that Warren blew it.
Because not defending him vigorously
right,
enough.
And it's not that at all.
It sucks.
Yeah,
it
does
really,
suck.
I think he got screwed. I mean, that is just really, it doesn't matter to him because he's Warren Beatty,
yep.
right? But ultimately, I thought that was just, not only was it screwed up the night of the death, but the way it was covered by all the lick out there that only care about the fluff. I really, really, yes, Pony, I'm passionate about it.
Well, it's an interesting perspective yeah. because I looked at it that way at first, but I was like, oh, Warren recovered with dignity and actually set the record straight as the superstar he is. Because again,
I don't think it was enough.
He
could have
walked off stage.
No, because everyone had turned it off, and you're going to hear yep. a one sentence recap of it. And
Warren
what are you going to say?
Screwed up the award.
Exactly.
That's what they're going to say. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly. And it sucks. And I feel bad for him. I really do. And obviously, they'll put some sort of protocol in because I think maybe the hand exchange of the envelope might yeah. not be.
But it's so weird because Emma Stone said she had her envelope in her hand at that time.
And she threw Warren under the
duplicates.
Bus as well.
Mm-hmm. Duplicates.
She,
yeah.
Everybody threw Warren Beatty under the bus, and
yeah.
it sucks.
Do
yeah,
you
so
think, look, and this is what's the conspiracy theory guy in me that says, you know who really won here was the Academy.
Yeah,
because nobody
big movie
really
like
these awards
because it made a huge headline. It mm-hmm. really right? made a
like
huge
every.
But what sucks is
every year of like, oh, ratings are down. Why are we yeah. see? Why are we still watching?
Stay up to the end. You never know what's
right?
going to happen.
If you take the length out of it, though, it was a great telecast on its own, and that's
I
what sucks.
The
you're not going to remember
you know,
that.
And unfortunately, we didn't get to talk about that enough. But really, you compare this to CBS's debacle. Of the Grammys, and you look at the Academy Awards, it was a great television show. I thought
yep.
I thought it moved very, I thought the, I'll be honest with you, and here's another thing for Hollywood, okay? I think it's really great that your makeup artists, you know, get a tribute because they die in Hollywood, mm-hmm. but when you have 2016 and that's your death reel,
very,
and I've
got to
look
very.
At executives for an hour, please, we want to see, it's for public consumption. People want to linger on the celebrities that passed.
Yep.
And there were legions of them. Okay.
Yes.
It was ridiculous. So that's it. Rob will have the audio vault with the clips from last night because it was an interesting telecast.
It was.
But you know, I'm glad that you guys both saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I got so boned with my DVR and the lateness of the thing. But it's still a lot of fun to talk about.
Fun.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Meara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Amicha.
I want to tell you about a great product that we are so excited to tell you about on the Mike O'Mara Show. There are movement watches. Rob, you've got a beauty right there.
I can't believe how beautiful this one is. It's gorgeous. I get compliments on it all the time. It is neat because it's a sort of a brushed bronze with orange highlights or copper highlights.
Beautiful watch.
It's gorgeous, and it fits my... You can order the... What I love about movement, I've got a big, thick hand, and you can order a watch based on its width.
Yep.
And so I got a really big watch, so it looks good on my big, thick wrist. Nice.
Movement Watches, MVMT, founded by on the belief that the style should not break the bank. The company started by two broke college kids. This is legitimate. Mm-hmm. That wanted to wear stylish watches, but they couldn't afford them, so they started their own company. We all love our Movement watches. I wear mine every day, and they start at just $95. At a department store, the same watch is going to set you back $400 to $500. Movement figured out taking out the middleman will allow you to get these great watches starting at just $95. Here's what I want you to do. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com/TMOS. That's movementwatches.com/TMOS. And Movement Watches make a great Valentine's Day gift. And if you want to be do that belatedly.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
I've been getting compliments ever since I put it on. Now,
I think
now
we get the gist,
time
Mike.
To step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement. They are absolutely fantastic.
News.
Bill Paxton passed away on Saturday. He was only 61. In a statement, his family said he died of complications from surgery. TMZ says it was heart surgery, and he had a fatal stroke after it was over. Everybody recognizes Bill from his roles in a lot of huge mainstream movies. He had a minor role as a punk in The Terminator. Then he played the bully Chet in Weird Science, Private Hudson in Aliens, Morgan Earp in Tombstone. Loved that role.
Yeah.
The used car salesman in Simon. He was the used car salesman Simon in True Lies. The astronaut Fred Hayes in Apollo 13. It goes on and on. And present day treasure hunter Brock Lovett in Titanic. He also starred in Near Dark, Twister, One False Move. So he had an amazing filmography. He starred on the HBO show Big Love. He got an Emmy nomination for the miniseries Hatfields and McCoys, and he had a lead role in the new Training Day show. He
had such respect of all his coworkers too.
Judge Joseph Wapner passed away in his sleep yesterday. He was 97, which explains how he was still alive up until yesterday, despite seeming really old when he presided over the People's Court 30 years ago. I don't know if we I might have interviewed him once. I'm not sure. I know he had Doug Llewellyn on one.
Yeah, Llewellyn was hanging outside the door a lot of the days, wasn't he? Just
he was hospitalized last week with breathing problems, and his condition went downhill from there. The People's Court was his show from 1981 to 1993. Wapner was the original court show superstar who inspired what seems like hundreds of others, including Judge Judy. She probably owes her entire $290 million fortune to him. She hasn't commented.
Quick question for the death reel. What are the rules of engagement? Because I didn't see Paxton on the death reel for the Academy Awards.
Probably not enough time.
He was mentioned in the introduction, though.
I did hear that, but I guess couldn't someone just edit that in? He passed in the morning.
I would think that they would at least be able to get a still of him at the end of the show, but they didn't do that. Probably an oversight, and I think they could have done better with that. You know, on a really great telecast, I think that was one area that was lacking.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's horror flick Get Out was a big hit this weekend. Not sure I know much about it. His directorial debut made $30.5 million on a $4.5 million budget. Money. It knocked Lego Batman down to second place. The two other new movies, Rock Dog and Collide. What kind of movies are coming out during the weekend of the Oscars? Rock Dog and Collide. They failed to make the top 10. I don't know.
I watched Get Out this weekend.
It has a. It was one
scary.
Of the,
it's fun.
An amazing.
Yeah, it looked interesting.
An amazing critical response. Like almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, go in there knowing you're going to watch a thriller. Don't worry about the Rotten Tomatoes BS, because it depends on like your sensibility as far as what you think 100% is, right? But as far as a thriller movie, it was original. I didn't expect half the things that happened, and I said, wow, fun. Like, finally, and it blew by, Mike, to the point that I said, I can't believe the movie's over already. Like, it just blows by.
That's great. All right. Well, it did really, really well. Oxford Dictionaries just announced a whole bunch of stupid new words that they're adding. Here are some of their choices. Cat lady is added to the Oxford Dictionary. Definition, obviously, an older woman who lives alone with a large number of cats. Number two, creptacular. That's remarkably poor or disappointing.
I love the fact that there would be someone that would need to go to the dictionary to look it up.
Number three, drink the haterade.
Mm.
That is indulge.
Haterade is strong.
Yeah.
That is indulge in excessively negative, critical, or resentful behavior. Number four, drunk text. That's obviously self-explanatory, a text you send when you're drunk. Five, jelly. Anybody know that?
Jealous.
Be jealousy,
jealous,
right?
Yeah. That's right. Number six, sausage party. That's easy. We know that from
an
event where lots of dudes. And number seven, squad goals.
That's like your crew goals, like your team goals.
A person or thing seen as a model to aspire to or emulate, especially with one's friends.
Oh, okay. So so they want to emulate, I guess, a person. I thought it was like a team goal type.
Sound like what happened to me, the squad, yeah.
And number eight, Yaz. Or yes.
Oh, of course.
Y-A-S.
The Red Sox greatest player, Mike.
Yeah, I would think. But no, Rob, it's expressing great pleasure or excitement.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what it is. The Tooth Fairy must be doing something important with all those teeth. From a business standpoint, I don't see how she's making a profit. According to an unusual annual poll that just came out, the Tooth Fairy paid an average of $4.66 per tooth last year, which is an all-time high. That's up 19% from 2015, when it was $3.91 per tooth, and the price for a first tooth hit $5.72. Aren't you putting like a $5 bill or a $2 bill or $2 or I don't know this rounding off. I don't know where they get that.
But, it's an average, right? Yeah, I would say it's an average of what people are all throwing down.
Go for a dollar, otherwise they'll be pulling their teeth out on purpose.
I would get a quarter, and I'm not Father Time.
I get a quarter. I got a quarter back in my day.
Change, yeah.
Kids in the western part of the U.S. got the biggest payouts last year at almost $6 per tooth. Kids in the Northeast got $5.08. Kids in the South only $4.57. Oh, those poor deprived kids in the South. That is so very, very
sad. In the South, you get a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, here it is. Rot those teeth, kids. And now a little something-something. Sour cream and onion chips are a glorious invention. We can all know that. But this is still an insane overreaction. A 60-year-old guy named George Beaver from Union Township, Pennsylvania, was watching TV with his 58-year-old wife last week when she grabbed his bag of Utz Ruffled sour cream and onion chips off the table. He told her not to touch his chips. And when she ignored him and didn't put the bag of chips down, he bit a chunk out of her cheek, and then he took off. He actually did this. The cops tracked down Mr. Beaver a few days later and arrested him for assault. Now, the thing that makes this crime so heinous is that everyone knows beavers have really sharp teeth. Mr. Beaver had sharp teeth. That there are certain jokes that just immediately are written, and I don't bring many kickers out to my wife in the kitchen while she's making breakfast with our little guy. I brought this one out there today because you want to know what makes daddy laugh? That makes daddy laugh. Beavers have sharp teeth. That's just, he gnawed a piece of cheese. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's enough explanation. Hello, my James Corden. We'll take a break and come back with some Oscar sounds from Rob Spiewak right after this.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Chad from Orlando writes, I'm looking for a simple way to kick my whiskey up a notch. The simplest way, Chad, find some bitters, 2 to 3 dashes, and you will find some additional spicy notes and great complexity to your favorite whiskey. But you really want to go far? Smoke your glass. Piece of cedar wood, burn it, put the glass over the top, and that extra smokiness will come through every time you raise that glass up to your face.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook.
Wow.
Or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Wow, that's good. That's good whiskey. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. With this crazy weather, you have no idea what to expect day to day. Snow, heat, hail, thunderstorms, cyclones, typhoons, locusts. Luckily, Amazon.com has you covered. They've got snow shovels, umbrellas, mittens, sundresses, road salt, sunscreen, tire chains, even insecticide for those pesky biblical-styled plagues. Amazon.com has everything your heart desires. Just make sure to access it through our portal. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support TMOS. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOmerishow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Thank you, friends. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, February 27, 2017, the day I find out whether I have an embolism.
Oh, yay! That's true. Yay! Embolism day.
I'm cautiously optimistic, which, as we all know, is a huge mistake.
Yeah, do not. Expect the worst.
We talked about the Oscars already, but we really need to review the tape when Warren Beatty opened the envelope and he said,
Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong, sir. Wrong.
Wrong.
No, actually, it was Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. And you bring up a point, Mike, that I haven't heard until this very program.
Okay.
It's not Warren's screw up. It's Faye Dunaway's screw
well,
up.
Well, she grabs the envelope, wants it to be a la la la.
La la. Is it vitamins? Go leave the meat when it's cooked.
Where's
darling.
My martini?
But here is the actual moment. Count the moment of the pause because Warren knows something is wrong.
And the Academy Award.
What?
For Best Picture.
You're a bottom.
Six.
Come
seven,
on. La eight. La Land.
That's enough for a dump.
Yeah.
That's enough for a dump button,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
For someone to be like,
read,
why is he doing this?
She read the movie title.
I don't think it
card.
Was her
it's
fault.
Not her fault either. Not a chance.
But
no,
it's,
no, but it's more her fault than Warren's fault.
No.
No, it is not.
It's,
no.
It's actually...
She, first of all, wasn't able to.
No time.
She wants to get it over
no
with.
No time.
She wants
process.
To get it. And she's like, okay, I see La La Land. It's the heat up. It is the fault of whoever put that card in the hands of
it's like when you read a teleprompter.
True.
That's it. That's exactly what you
like,
do.
Meep.
But it's weird to me that everyone is going to think that it was Warren Beatty who misannounced it, but the announcement came from her. For some reason, that's not being a part of the issue.
I know, but the whole thing is they were left to hang. And
yeah,
and
that is true as well.
Once again, I really think they need to have their asses covered, but they won't
because
they're old and people are ageist, and they're not gonna do it. They're just gonna let it go and say, "Oh, it was a crazy night. Let's welcome Savannah Guthrie back to the Today Show." Duh.
All right, the tastiest moment of awkward though is when they actually had to make the correction, because for about 2 minutes, La La Land was, as far as we know, the best picture.
Uh-huh.
It was expected to win, and then this went down.
It's my family, Mama, Papa, Jeff. We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No,
there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won best picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Now,
this
stop
is not
it right
a joke.
There. Stop it right there. All this whole thing is pissing me off again.
Yeah, Mike,
sure.
All over.
You tell
because
them.
Everybody is dissing the two presenters. And God damn it, I've been up there on a stage. Look, when you're in the heat of battle, you're the face of it. So you're going to take the initial crap from everybody. And everybody, nobody knows what the real problem is at this point. And I hand it to Warren Beatty for having the presence of mind to calmly get up and say,
yep,
listen, here's what happened. But it really was a complete cluster F.
Yeah.
It really, really was.
Let's get to the end of this.
Yeah. Moonlight is one best picture. Moonlight, best picture.
I think you guys should keep it anyway. This is very unfortunate what happened. Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this.
That was
I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we just give out a whole bunch of them?
I'm going to be really proud to hand this to my friends from Moonlight.
That's nice of you. That's very nice.
And at that point, I think Kimmel handled it about as best as you can. I mean, because that is really nothing that you can plan for at all.
It's a very, very difficult situation, and it really is amazing to me how, the morning after, they still don't. It's just they're not pointing the fingers.
Why did it take till 3 a.m.? Mind you, that show, let's say that show, worst case scenario, is done a little after midnight with all the nonsense, right?
Yeah.
Why did it take 2:40 to say, we're looking into it, it looks like it was our bad?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Okay, just the pure logic of it. Okay, you're older, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're reading your presentation. You're reading everything about. You're not having an issue with it. It's a card in front of you. All right,
that's
you're not
it.
So feebed that you can't read the English language. Are you going to take a card that says Moonlight and say no?
No.
That's why he's staring at it, and it just I don't know why it sticks in my craw so much, but it really.
Well, you hate when things are badly covered, and this is just totally badly covered.
Not enough people are talking about how he's being railroaded.
He's being screwed.
All right, let us close with a happier Oscar moment.
Please.
Something that you will enjoy, Mike, because I didn't know that Sir Ian McClellan does an impression of Maggie Smith.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, I'd love to hear this. This is from
Graham Norton this weekend. He talks about a story about wearing a lucky stone to the Oscars when he was nominated, I think, for the role of Gandalf.
Okay.
And this is a wonderful story that involves his impression of Maggie Smith.
And when we're on the red carpet going into the ceremony, I met Maggie Smith. Hello, what are you here for? I said, well... I said, well, Lord of the Rings. Oh, yeah. She said, what's that round your neck? Oh, I said, it's my punami, Maggie. Oh, your punami, what's that for? I said, well, if I wear it, it'll bring me luck. And, very nice. And we went our separate ways. And, you know, it lasts for 3.5 or 4 hours, you know, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, you sit there and sit there. And at the end, of course, everyone else wins the Oscar apart from you. And a bit dejected, you're coming out looking forward to a drink and you bump into Maggie Smith and she points out at you and she says, it didn't work, didn't it?
So there's a smile for you. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag, Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Blue, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.